Let's introduce you guys to Pam Myers. Hey, Pam, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Sean?
Good. Thank you so much.
Hey, Patty.
So, Pam Myers, CEO, social media marketing. Is that the name of the business?
That is the name of my company.
Well,
yes.
That's very wise.
Yeah. How'd you get that?
You can't do a better job than...
It's pretty unique.
You can't do a better job than that when it comes to what you do. So you do landscaping or something like
yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we've been in the same place a few times talking about social media.
Yeah.
You were a participant at Social Media Day ABQ that just recently passed,
yes,
right?
Fantastic.
And then you were just at my marketing power circle where we're all a bunch of local businesses that get together and try to help one another grow. And you were the presenter there that week.
Right. Yeah.
She was at the power circle, Ron Patel's power circle.
Yeah,
you were the speaker?
Yeah.
She was.
I missed it this one time.
That's why I tagged you in the post when I was checking in there. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, Pam, tell us what you do and how we can reach you if we want to, and then we'll talk a little bit more about who you are.
All right. Well, I do social media marketing, so I help grow people's businesses on their social media channels, depending on what their shtick is, then I promote them on that platform or that channel.
Yeah, because not every platform is appropriate.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
Okay.
You have to know what's going to work, what your target audience is, mm-hmm. and where they are, and use those social media channels to reach them specifically.
Well, that's a great segue in your introduction, because you have a specific niche of clientele that you like to work with, that you've been successful. So what's your social media niche?
I actually have two different niches. So thank you for asking about that, Sean. And actually maybe even three, design, anyone in the, event design business to interior design. Those are a bulk of my clients, as well as real estate professionals are my clients. And then I'm heavily involved in the LGBTQ community, which are also a whole other client base.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are two very specific niches, both, or three, you know, that all really need support online.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So if anybody's listening and could use your help with that, tell them how they can reach you.
They can reach me by, my email address is Pam, P-A-M-M, at pammyers.com. There are three M's in that email address, so it can either be hard or easy, depending on how you're looking at it. And my phone number is 214-326-3286. You can find me on any social media channel. I'm pretty easy to track down. You can just Google my name pretty much.
Yep, you're the first Pam that pops up when I put two M's.
There you go.
Okay, and then did you want to give them a phone number?
214-326-3286.
Okay, wonderful. So we talked a little bit about what you do and what you love to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a personal perspective? Why do you do what you do?
Oh, I love helping people to grow their businesses. I mean, that's kind of the main focus. It's like giving back to our communities,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's all the same premise.
Yeah, Patty and I kind of sound like a broken record when it comes to that. And you know, I see it every time I meet with an entrepreneur who is very passionate about helping others,
mm-hmm.
their success is directly relative to that. And I've seen personally my success is directly relative to how much I'm committing to being of service to others.
Well, I think that it's really, really important because, you know, we're all so busy worrying about how to monetize our business. And I know I specialize in helping people monetize their business, but it doesn't matter where you make your money. You serve your local
mm-hmm.
community.
Right.
Yeah, it's our responsibility. We created Go Local Boom specifically for that purpose. It's only for local businesses because a lot of times local businesses don't have the same resources that these big boxes have to dominate their space. And we're the ones that are repairing the streets and involved in the school boards and the committees and the local nonprofits and, you know, the ones that are really making a significant difference in our community because we live here, right?
Exactly.
And when you spend a dollar at a local business, 70% of that dollar stays here. You spend a dollar with a big box franchise, 80% of that dollar leaves here, right?
Right.
And so the rest of us that are passionate about working with locals, we've got to spend more money and invest more time and resources. And I just don't think, I think it's not anything nefarious, right? No malfeasance on the part of any locals. They just don't know. They don't understand that it may save you a couple of dollars and a couple of minutes to go to this place or that place, but that couple of minutes and couple of dollars goes so much further than you realize when you invest it in local.
Well, exactly.
And I have to plug right here. I know. I'm sorry. I just have to put in my 2 cents to plug. This week, July 19th, is Christmas in July, right, which is at night 6 to 9 at Free Range, but it is all to support the businesses on Central for Art.
Yeah, and the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project has really, you know, impacted.
They need our help for
impacted
sure.
local businesses, and they definitely need our help. So tell me one more time. I want to plug that.
So it's July 19th from 6 to 9 at Free Range, which is on Central and Pine, and that is all to Christmas in July. And
Christmas
it's all
in July. Support local businesses. So it's like a little trade show.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, people go out on the street and shop.
Oh, they're going to have everything there. So it's going to, it's going to be really, really great. We should all plug that social media here.
Right.
We got it.
we'll plug that a little bit more on the Facebook page as well. Okay. So Pam, you do a lot in terms of helping people understand, you know, why social media is important for their business. But right. I assume that you can also manage it for them if they're not really inclined or interested in learning it. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. That is what I do.
So tell us what that looks like. If we're in the business for support with social media, how would the process look from start to finish?
Well, I would interview you and find out what your goal is.
Good luck with that. You'd have a lot of fun with that interview.
And then once we make that determination, then we say, okay, well, your target audience is going to be on, say, Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so then we would just heavily promote your brand on Instagram and use Twitter to, you know, go back and forth and maybe some Facebook, but primarily.
So I agree. Instagram is not appropriate for everyone, right?
Correct.
But it's probably a good one for the niches that you support. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. give us a very simple explanation of why. If a business doesn't have any experience with Instagram, why would Instagram be good, or what mm-hmm. kind of business would Instagram be good
mm-hmm.
for?
Yes. Well, okay. So, a good example that pops in mind to me is that it reaches a target audience that is, largely millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, anyone in the wedding and event design mm-hmm. business, that's going to be their audience. And that's where their clients are. That's how they can reach them. And it's very visual.
Well, and point of information, the reason for that is because Instagram is only accessible from your mobile device.
Correct.
Right? You can only use, and it's heavily, it's image heavy,
image
right?
Heavy,
so it's
correct.
Pictures and small
and hashtags.
And so on.
And let's not forget hashtags.
Right. Yeah. So you can grow it.
But there's some third party apps now that will let us do Instagram from our desktop.
Right.
Yeah,
thank
you can
goodness.
View Instagram from the desktop, and I didn't know that about apps that will allow you to manage it. But that's the reason to kind of reinforce your point, Pam, mm-hmm. is that it's millennial heavy, it's image heavy. For the longest time, it was only from your mobile device.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then hashtags, of course. Hashtags. The purpose of a hashtag is so that somebody looking for something like wedding designers can find that in a search. Right.
Right. They can Google that. They can Google any particular hashtag and mm-hmm. come up with all kinds of information.
So a little social media 101 there for you folks. Mm-hmm. And okay, so say Instagram is our platform, then what?
Well, then we just promote you. We constantly keep you out there in front of your audience. So you're always remaining top of mind, which is what you want to do.
And right? Where do you get the content for that? Do you follow us around with a camera?
No. Usually, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do some video and we curate a good deal of information.
So you create and curate.
And mm-hmm. curate.
You also tell them, because we really know that when you're talking about social media, one of the most important things to be successful at social media is when, right? Because
right.
social media is real time.
Right.
So I think it's really, really important to know when to post. So do you help them with that?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. And again, it's... sometimes it's trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just don't always know when you try something,
research.
If it doesn't work, you do mm-hmm. the next thing.
There's some things that are safe to assume, like time of day or, you know, number of times to post per day
right.
and so on. But, you know, when I'm still kind of stuck on what, right? So what's the difference between curating and creating content for a client?
Do you want me to answer that?
Go ahead and then I'll put my two cents in.
Okay. So creating, you're actually coming up and writing your own content versus curating where you're, you know, maybe you see an article that kind of makes your point, and so you can copy, put that link in, but you don't want to just post that link. You want to explain why you agree or perhaps even disagree.
I make that mistake a lot. I didn't realize it was a mistake. If I see somebody, if something that Patty posted, you know, I'll just reshare it on my page without kind of explaining why it's significant
mm-hmm.
to me. So is that something you think I should do?
It's pretty important.
It's not only, this is where hashtags definitely come in. I know for me personally, when I'm curating content and I'm saying what I, especially if I'm saying what I disagree, because let's face it, if somebody posts something, you think, oh, that's interesting. But if somebody posts and says, I totally don't agree with number six, you're going to want to read it.
Right.
Because now you want to know why did I. You,
ooh, I like that.
You
that's
know, so
a little...
I don't really like number six. I don't agree with that. And then I'll hashtag my POV so they know that's just my point of view. Right.
That's like the don't think about the elephant or, you know, don't think about the color purple. That's almost some subliminal programming.
Exactly. Yeah. And to that point, it's important to create, to write taglines that draw people in.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, did you know this happened? Or, you know, I don't like number six or, you know.
Or I absolutely totally agree. And I'm going to start adding number three to my calendar.
Right.
That's pretty groovy. I love what you guys do, and I'm only now beginning to really understand and get better at it, right? There was a long time where we weren't great at it, and we just hired somebody to come in here and follow us with a camera and post for us daily and so on, because I know how much it increased the value of the Go Local Boom resources when we added social media, but I wasn't great at it. You know, I'm good at what I'm good at. And mm-hmm. that wasn't one of those things. And I didn't even care to learn, but the more exposure I've had and the more Patty and I have built our relationship and the influence and the relationships I've made as a result of your connections, I'm much more passionate about it. I understand it better. I'm using it better for myself. And we've actually brought in our last hire mm-hmm. was a social media expert who had worked with American Eagle. Mm-hmm. She's got a degree in rhetoric and now she's living in our space, in our culture, understanding our brand mm-hmm. and really better able to communicate our message, you know,
which is great for you, but not everybody else has that. So it's really great to know that there's Pams out there in the world and specifically our Pam who can help them if they don't want to do it themselves.
Right.
That's a wonderful segue. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pam. So we're about to round out the interview. Is there anything else you want to add before mm-hmm. we get your contact information one more time?
Well, other than if anybody needs help, then I would, you know, love to talk to you. I'm not obviously a great match for everyone, but for those of you that could be.
Your number?
A cup of coffee would answer that question, right?
A cup of coffee would totally answer that question, yes.
Okay, Pam, tell us how to reach you if we need your help.
At 214-326-3286 or just Google Pam Myers.
Yep. And
with two M's.
And I just want to quickly, because I know we're running out of time, quickly say that at Social Media ABQ, Pam Myers was nominated the absolute most times.
More than anybody else.
More than anybody else and in single category.
Every category as a social media aficionado. Thanks, Pam Myers. We appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will be right back.